No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
The No Chill Podcast. It's your boy ASAP Funny.
Shell Antoinette.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
Clap it up.
Clap it up.
Impromptu-ass birthday party.
Little kickback, you know what I'm saying?
Little kickback that I was not expecting to have. And
look, I had to.
I said for me, it was not ready for me, but I'm taking ownership of it.
No, I told you how I plotted to make that happen. I plotted to make that happen. I'm like, oh, man. Because you didn't know what you was going to do, and all you knew you was doing was dinner. And I was like, she hasn't seen the new crib yet. I've been meaning to get them over here. And once my wife was like, well, so-and-so is going to come over tonight. I'm like, oh, we inviting people? Bet, it's my co-host's birthday, so we finna invite her and her crew, and they coming. She was like, okay, so, you know.
My wife know the crew, so
she
that
do,
was cool.
Exactly. She's like crew adjacent.
Yes. So it was really nice. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. I had a good time that day for my birthday. I had a facial.
I saw. How was that?
Amazing. It was my first facial.
First facial? Did you get a massage, too?
I got a facial. And then, like, a couple of hours later, I had a massage, which is great. And then after that, I went to dinner, and then I went to the Revolver, which is like a little lounge bar, speakeasy thing. So we had a couple of drinks there. And then we came over to your place. And
nice.
It was a good time where I got to meet some of our listeners, so that was fun.
You did.
Yes.
You met some people that know you.
I know, which is very different. People being like, hey, yo, y'all be... The voice.
You. Person.
You. That person. Right there. So that was dope. And since it's my birthday, take a shot.
Shots up. Let me, because you had a massage. Let me tell you my massage story real quick.
Uh-oh.
So we had the same massage plug.
I
you know, hit her up, and we got massages. Was it for my wife's birthday?
Oh, nice.
It was either her birthday. It was probably her birthday. So we go to Massage Envy or whatever, and we go in, and, you know, we get set up with the masseuses and stuff. So one come out, it was like, it was some regular white dude, and the other one was this short, thick black woman with the short blonde tennis ball type hair and shit. I was like, oh, okay. All right. And so they bring us into the room and shit. I'm like, all right, so I'm probably finna get old strong man on me. And she was like, no, I'm young. So I looked at my wife. I said, ha, 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 nigga. She was like, don't start. And so we went into the room. We was both in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, you know, you guys get undressed. We'll be back in a second. And so I got undressed. And my wife was like, oh, you going to get fully naked for the bitch. I was like, hey, we good. I mean, you know, I just want to be able to reach all my spots.
Well, like they tell you, like, only thing, take off everything but your underwear.
No, I took off my drawers, too. I was losing that motherfucker.
She was reballing.
That motherfucker. I'm sorry. That's one of my favorite porn categories. Nigga, massage turning into some sex.
Wow.
Them shits is gone. I'm sorry. Look.
Wow.
Look, I have reached a point to where I need my porn to have a story.
Okay.
I need y'all porn. I need y'all to act. Cause that's why I kind of like, you know, I gotta watch, like, I gotta find the good shit, because, you know, black porn, they start off, she already half naked. Yo, what up? This is my nigga. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Y'all do an intro. Her name is so-and-so, and next thing you know, it's a dick in her mouth, nigga. Like, it's 3 minutes into the video. Like, you got there. It's an intro, and then she's sucking dick. It's just like that. I'm like, no, I need to.
They don't have time. How long is the average porn that you watch?
The length of the video?
Yeah.
35 minutes. 35 minutes.
So you want me to spend, I don't know how many minutes giving you this story before we get to fucking?
I mean, it's usually like 12 minutes is that a story. But like, this is the thing, right? Okay, this is the thing, right? I never watched the whole thing. And let me tell you something that men probably don't tell y'all about, like us and watching porn and all that shit. Most of the journey is the search. Like, most of the shit is just the search. It's to find the perfect video to get you over the top. You working this problem out the whole time.
But, like, never mind.
No, ask your questions. We know. I've been waiting for some shit like this. Because I be wanting to answer these questions because women don't want to know. Go ahead. I'm going to give you some insight.
Not even like a question. It was just... What's the storyline that we looking for?
I'm just
like,
looking...
Have you ever started one and was like, this is not a good storyline?
No, it's... honestly, I'm a keep it a buck. Storyline really don't matter long as there is one.
Okay.
I've had one as simple as...
I had somebody who don't like the storylines that's like... This my stepbrother, sister, or...
Yeah, the stepbrother, like, steps, the step anything is weird, but, you know, a good old friend's mom, your girlfriend's boyfriend, like, you know what I'm saying? Yo, shit like that, like, it's definitely different. Give me some shit, like, that's why I said the masseuse shit. The masseuse is a good one. Or, favorite of mine, husband's boss. Like, you know, you want your husband to keep your job? You gotta show me them titties, nigga.
Okay, do you only like guy and girl? And I'm not saying nothing else, but like, do you like threesomes too? Or?
Yeah, I'll enjoy a threesome scene, whatever. Even the reverse sometimes, the two men and a guy. I mean, and the two men and a guy. Yeah. No, two men and a woman. I watch them from time to time, but I don't prefer them. Give me
that seems stressful.
Give me the two women.
And I gotta be honest, as a woman, I feel like that's not about saying never had a threesome. So I'm
either way. Oh, okay. Damn, excuse me. I don't know. Look,
never had any threesomes. But two guys seem like a lot.
That's like, you know what? Because that's the question that we get. Oh, you think you can handle two women? Bitch, can you handle two dicks? Like, let's talk about it.
It just seems...
You got that type of concentration?
Okay, it just seemed like a lot. Like...
Yeah.
It just seemed like a lot.
You're literally working from head to toe. Like, it's your whole fucking body murking out. It's not even...
Well, it's because... Okay. So, like, you know the girl can be getting hit from the back or she can be riding and sucking the dick or whatever the case may be, right? But then they have, like, that double penetration thing.
Oh, yeah. That's a...
Which seems...
That's an acquired taste.
Yeah, and this is no judgment to anybody, do you, boo-boo? It just seemed like it would be a lot.
Yeah, I mean...
And I know, like, it's like a G-spot in both areas, right? I thought you should come in, like, 7 seconds.
Now, you two motherfuckers, get out of me. Both of you. Yeah. You and you, sir. Both top and bottom, go. I need y'all to exit right now. Exit the...
And then, okay, when it comes to doping... Me and it's comfortable in y'all balls and it'd be real comfortable.
Okay, like, yeah, but you making these questions sound like you talking to me and I know what the fuck is going on, but you talking to them. I just want to clarify, she's not talking to me about that because I've not done those things. But I do see in the videos where the two men, I mean, that motherfucker's getting paid for that shit, so, you know.
Okay, what are your thoughts on amateur porn?
Amateur porn, everybody got to start somewhere. OnlyFans is amateur porn for the most part. Like, and then it's like, how amateur is it? Like, amateur porn, it used to be like, you know, y'all done set up the camera in your motherfucking bedroom and you only shooting one angle. Shit, amateur porn now, they shooting this shit with their phones. They'll have a tripod for another camera. They'll pay somebody to come in and record their shit. I mean, they got lighting. I mean, you got lighting in your basement. You ain't even, like, you shoot one podcast on the motherfucking, you got porn lighting in here. We can shoot some shit in this basement.
I do have two red lights.
You got two, exactly. You know what I'm saying? You studio equipment is cheap, nigga. Like, so, you know, amateur porn, it be a little lit.
Because they paid for all my equipment.
Oh, and did. I know God did. Yeah. But, yeah, the amateur porn, it's, ain't shit. It's a business. It ain't shit amateur no more. Question, have you ever recorded yourself?
I have not.
You have not? Mm-hmm. Peanut gallery? Recorded yourself?
I didn't record it.
You know what I mean. Like, you, no. Is there any video of you getting piped? Is the question.
No.
Oh, okay. That you know of? No.
No.
Nah, niggas do creepy shit like that.
They do.
You hidden
right.
Cameras and shit. Man. Try to hide it. No,
get my
nigga.
Permission first?
Right. Can we sign this motherfucker and agree? Right. You know what I'm saying? Where the proceeds going? Oh, okay. Sorry.
I can't do it. Because, and this is going to sound wild, because it's like, if you fuck around, you probably should be trying to come out. But, like, what if when work you get mad and you decide that you want to do something with said footage? And that makes me uncomfortable.
I mean, that's fine. And then you sue them for everything and they go to jail.
Absolutely.
So there's a, then you drop my flicks without my permission, fam. Oh, yeah, we finna get whatever bag you have. Whatever you got, nigga. I want it all. Down to your gym membership, nigga. All that shit. I want all that shit. But yeah, that's our small foray. We was talking, man. You know how we do. We're just a snowball rolling downhill. We'll you know, go through some shit. But we are starting to get into the meat of season six of The Shy.
And you know what's funny about this being season? By the time people start ending their show,
yeah,
we ain't got what they last season was gonna be yet. Like, this is not
their
last season.
Nah, this shit sounds continued. You know what? It's because for the simple fact, you know,
I think it's because technically they on like season three, because the first two don't really count.
And the third was like a transition.
Yeah,
and
the storyline that we have
now, we finally have characters with staying power, like, and the kids are growing up. And It would be nice to see them as young adults navigating the world.
This is the first time. You know, sometimes you have shows that have kids on them, and once they get to a certain age, you kind of check out of them, like you're not interested. I feel like All American did a good job from transitioning from high school to college, where you still invested into their storyline. And I think that The Shy is, for the most part, doing a good job with their kids, because they're about to graduate this year, and I'm still invested into, like, what their storyline is going to be after they graduate high school.
And they all, like, and it's crazy. So, I would say in this season,
and y'all do not need to bring on any more kids. Let's not replace them with younger kids.
Nah, fuck that. Hell no. No, we good. I will say, like, I've seen more of Kevin and Papa than I've seen Jake so far.
Yes.
And
Jake is Papa my favorite, but.
And Papa, first of all, you know what? We're just going to dip right into it. My man, Papa.
He be fumbling.
He's Superman and went right back down to Clark Kent. I think. First of all, I don't think nobody who writes a shot knows age of consent in Illinois is 17. So technically,
17.
He can be with Kenya.
Yeah.
And she,
it's
like,
not
no
her
problem.
Name.
That's her name. Her name is Kenya.
For shit.
Her name is Kenya. So he's like, so I feel like, even though, like, she's like, oh, she's 19. I said, no, bro, she's 17. She's a super sheltered preacher's kid. She's a, like, I learned more as looking at her episode 3. I was like, oh no, you're not 19, baby. You 17. You just been able to come outside. You got a car, but it's a low jack on it. Your daddy got it on there. Like, yeah, she's out of high school.
18.
No, I know. I'm saying, like, no. I'm talking about mentally. Like, she's 17.
Yeah.
You know how you all had that one shelter friend, and then they get out and they go to HBCU and they come back pregnant because they've been outside. I mean, it happens. That's a tale. And you're like you ain't. You know what I'm saying? But still, she's like that. And Papa had a belligerent customer. That was some Chicago shit.
Nigga
come in, now his food not ready. And he done paid for that pan. And, you know, he talking real reckless to her. And Papa stepped in his managerial capacity.
And took care
of business and got her an apology and all that. She was like,
she was wet.
Thank you. But I didn't know if I could say it. I didn't know if that's what I was trying to say. But I was thinking, like, oh, she got, okay. And then.
Shorty got moist.
A little moist. Like, all right. And then she was like, you know, fuck the rule. Like, you know, let's go bowl or whatever. And this is where Papa fucks up. And I will say this as a disclaimer. For all young, chubby adolescents, if you have never been courted, you will fumble a couple of times before you get the hang of this, of people really like for real. Because I've done exactly what Papa did. So she's like, let's go. And he's trying to solidify what it is. Oh, this like a date. You know what I'm saying?
Or you know, just you taking a friend out.
Like, you know what I'm saying? She's like more like a hangout. He's like, oh, okay, or whatever. And then he like tried to get tough guy. And then fucking coochie dried up like Sahara. He was like,
yeah, okay, right.
Cause he was real. He was real not, humble with the. Oh,
I got school tomorrow.
I got to ask my mama. You know what I'm saying?
As long as he said, I was like, Papa.
Then he was like, fuck that. I go home when I want. She was like, nah, son. Bro.
I was like, just say yes and then figure the shit out.
She's right. She's trying to.
If you can't make it work, you're like, you know what? Damn, I can't even do it.
She's trying to get her Christian courtship on. And he trying to fuck. Yeah, I'm trying to fuck something. You know, it's Drewski shit. But yeah, I watched him fumble that bag, and I'm like, he gonna get it back. He gonna get it back.
Because she see the type of man Papa is.
Yeah.
Or boy.
Man, he's 17. That nigga, man. That look. You call him a man based on how you feel like the police will treat him. Mm-hmm. That nigga's a man. They think Papa 32.
Okay, let's talk the dynamic between Keisha, Emmett, Tiffany.
And Rob.
Rob.
Yeah. I don't even know why you said Rob's name because he's so nonchalant.
I was
gonna
call him nigga Iman. That's why. I
mean, yeah, true, name. True. Oh, okay.
Iman to me, I don't know
right.
What you want, but I forget his name is Rob every time. And I'm starting to learn their government names.
Whose government name?
All of them.
Oh, the actors.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
it's
okay.
Because I don't know if you watched that like Shy T afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
And their names is always there, and I'm always like, oh, like Keisha's name is Burgundy.
Burgundy. Yeah.
B-I-R. G-U-N-D-I. B-U-R,
yeah, it's...
And I was like, okay.
You know how black people spell shit.
K. Burgundy.
You know how black people
spell shit. I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's unique.
Kind of like it.
It's unique.
But yeah, let's talk that dynamic. It's the kitchen scene for me. So there's Tiffany and Iman. I'm sorry, Tiffany and
Emmett's son.
Was fucking with the other kid and was like, I think he said bitch.
He told him to stop being a little bitch. Stop being a little
and
bitch.
And Emmett in true fashion, which I think most people be like, ha ha ha, my little son wild and hot. He got like dead and the kid's like, no, he like 7. The boy should not be saying bitch, you know, to anybody. And this needs to be corrected. And the little boy was like, oh, I hear it with mama all the time. And she was like, well, we're co-parenting. So you want to kind of have the same rules a little bit in both houses. So you should have that conversation with Tiff. There is moments when Emmett shows his age, right? Like in some aspects, I feel like he's really trying to be an adult. And then there's other moments when he like...
That nigga's really only like... Because he's really only like 23. Yeah, he's young as fuck.
And he reverts back to that because the way he didn't want to deal with that situation because he was kind of technically scared of Tiff.
Yep. Because that little nigga feisty. Tiff, yeah.
Tiff, yeah.
I can't.
Yeah. And he's just trying to keep the peace, and I get it.
Yep.
But that scene in the kitchen and them having the discussion and then Keisha stepping in the midst of it, and a part of me was like, I get it, Keisha. And then the other part of me was like, kind of let him handle it. But what was your thoughts?
I feel like Keisha was very fucking justified because, nigga, I'm basically raising your son. Your son lives with me and my man and with my son in this house. Like, no, like, what are you talking about? Like, honestly, we just got back cool. I'm like, you could have said something there and told Emmett after the fact. Emmett really didn't have to say shit. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like if you the one waking this boy up, feeding him, bathing him, clothing him for school, getting him ready for school every morning... No, I can definitely say something about your behavior. That's the shit I won't be getting.
Have you ever, you've been in a relationship for a long time before you got married. Did you ever date anyone with kids?
No.
Okay.
That was that a rule? No, it wasn't a rule. I just didn't. I kind of avoided them. I didn't make it a rule. I just avoided them.
Okay. Like, that's one thing. As I'm getting older, I live a single life, and I know the older you get, the more likely you'll probably end up with somebody who has kids.
Yeah.
And so I see, like, I'm going to probably be some type of stepmama at some point. And that is probably one of my biggest things that I'm concerned about is just that I don't want to overstep. I don't want to cross no boundaries. I don't want to make anybody feel comfortable. I'm not trying to pretend to be something that I'm not. So I'm curious, like, how that relationship, how that works when it comes to, like, you know, say I do get a guy and we build some real relationship and we live together, and your child, you know, is here, and not and trying not to, you know, fuck yeah. up shit, or like, how much do you know that you can do, or whatever. So yeah,
I saw a clip from House of Pain where what the boy name? No, not Malik. Lance Gross. What the fuck is his name on it? Calvin. Calvin and Miranda. Mm-hmm. Calvin and Miranda. So Calvin was getting married to another woman, and they lived together. And his fiance was watching their son. His son at the crib, wilding out, jumping on the couch, jumping on the ground and shit, doing kid shit. But like, she snatched him up like and told him to stop. So he wouldn't bust his head. And then he told his mama, and Rudy ass coming to the motherfucking house all feisty and mad with the, you don't touch my son. And, da, da, da. And I'm like, all right. She was like, so should I let him crack his head on the motherfucking ground? Because the ground is undefeated. She was like, you tell us and we'll discipline him and shit. She was like, well, I didn't whoop him. That motherfucker was jumping. I grabbed his ass and told him to fucking stop. Like, I'm maybe this is me showing my age. I'm from the time of communal ass whoopings, fam.
Yeah.
Like, I'm from the time of... I would have never been able to spew out a, you ain't my daddy, you ain't my mama.
But we are in a different time. We don't live in a communal ass whooping type of time anymore. Need to. Everybody's like, don't talk to my fucking kid like that. You know what I'm saying? Or don't do whatever. And, okay, cool. But, like, do you have a conversation prior to... So, like, do you... I'll just use me for example. So if I talk to a guy and it's me, and then he has baby mama, right, or mm-hmm. mother of his children, are we supposed to have a three-way conversation to be like, well, you're allowed to do this and you're not allowed to do that, or if this come up, you need to give me a call, or this. Like, I'm very curious on how
I'm sure those works. Conversations would have to be had at some point. Once you pass, you know, that certain status of, not even we exclusive, but once y'all start living together, I would say that would be the best point to have that conversation and be like, okay, you know, we done, you know, we cohabitating, we building, whatever. So there might be a time only she is here with our child. So she needs to know, you know, what to do if this, that, and the third occurs outside of the things an adult should do automatically. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, if it's the welfare of your child, like, by no means am I going to let anything happen to your kid, right? Like, if your kid jumping around or whatever, I'm like, whoa, like, we don't want you to fuck yourself up. But then there's, like, other things, I'm like...
Can I whoop his ass, nigga?
Like,
can
there's those scenarios where you be like, go ask your daddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, am I supposed to be like, well, I said no. Like, does that rock?
That type of shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Does like, my words stay? Like, yeah. Is there some strip to my words?
Like, and if I say that, because I feel like as co-parents, and so... Say mother of the children, she got her man, right? So, you know, we got two-step parents in a sense. Like, we gotta have a four-way conversation. Like, how does this work? I got questions.
That depends on that parent as well, because it's been times where that a parent would leave their kid with said boyfriend, mm-hmm. girlfriend, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You're in charge of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And they'll tell you, like, this is... Some, if they're a good parent, if they're a parent that communicates with mm-hmm. you, they'll tell you what you know what I'm saying, what you can do, you know what I'm saying? But for most point, you know, if they're small, you know, little kids or something like that, kind of give you free range, like, don't go in there beating the kid.
Right.
Like,
no.
Hey, but you get what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know, you have the word. Like, hey, chill out. I'm in charge.
Yeah.
You know, type thing. So I've seen that, and I've been in those situations. I'll say that.
What up?
It's also the discipline that you also have for your child. Like, that part. What you do at home, I'm going to need you to respect other people's properties as well. If you know that you don't act this way at home,
don't do it over there. Yeah.
What you think it is okay to do that at somebody else. I don't give a damn if it is your daddy or your mama's house. If they are, and especially if somebody else is in charge, you going to still jump your ass on the couch, act the plum fucking fool, and be damn hit your ass on the table. So if she did snatch your ass up, like, what the hell are you doing? Like, you didn't fall.
Yeah, I haven't been in a situation like with the first time I had to spank my godson, and like, we had never had that conversation, but I was like 98% certain that his mama was not gonna trip. Like, I was like, I was like, a small itty bitty ounce of me was like, she might be like, don't put your hands up. I'm like, no. I was like, no. The bond we have ain't no fucking way. So he was acting up, and he did something to me. And I don't even, he either did something or said something. And it just like triggered me. Gave him a 2-tap on that butt, put his ass in the bed, he started hollering. He was like maybe 4 or 5 years old. And right after I did it, hit the text line, boom, boom, boom. He did this. He crying right now. And 3 dots pop up. Okay. I was like, oh, okay, bet, fine. Cool beans or whatever.
But you know what? I can get that as a godparent.
Yeah.
I think it's a
it is a different significant other. You know,
yeah,
right.
Significant other. And again, I can be so totally off you guys because I've never been in this space. So if any of y'all are going through this, please drop a comment because I'm very intrigued to know like how
facts.
That functionality
facts.
Works. But sometimes, I think that people think that the other person is trying to replace them.
Yeah.
And so it adds a thicker layer that probably didn't need to be there.
Yeah, it's their own insecurity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That also goes with like,
I think that's a conversation that the parents themselves need to have
and
with
like,
that child, them
the
three.
And you have to be conscious of the relationship of the other party, too.
Yeah.
Like, y'all no longer have a bond, but y'all have an establishment, and y'all have a common nature.
They will always have some type of bond, though,
and,
you share this.
But it's not the bond that was once.
It's not the bond that caused the child.
Right. So it's like you have technically been replaced, but you will always be that person, that child's
mother and father. Yeah.
So it's like there's no change in that, but you also need to know your emotions. You need to know your pride. You need to know your envy, jealousy, whatever case may have been. Because at no given point, I'll say, I respect you. This is your relationship. This is what y'all got going on, but here are my levels of boundaries. I know you may or may not be a mother.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you raise your child, but this is how I raise mine. And I advise that you just respect my boundaries on my child. At no means do I think that you're going to cause any harm to my child, but my child knows better. And if they choose to act up, now what they tell me, what they did compared to how you handle it.
In the other mics.
For real.
Just put one right over there.
Like, how you handle the situation, that may be the pause and the cause of anything. But I think it's just, like, knowing the nature of the adult's relationship.
Yeah.
Like,
it would start with them communicating to themselves, first of all. You know, this is what it is. You know, I'm only comfortable with them doing up to this. When it comes to my child or whatever.
So with that being said, just to go back to the shot, when they get in the car and she's playing the music and she realizes her son is
bopping to that shit,
jamming out or whatever,
rocking.
Do you think? Because I feel like Tiffany is very prideful. Do you think that she's gonna go back and be like, "I corrected," or "You was right and I noticed"?
I think in this aspect she will, because like once she saw how his demeanor changed when she hit the R&B, that motherfucker went to boredom mode.
Yeah.
He was rocking, she put that shit on, that motherfucking hand and elbow came up, and that nigga rested on that window like she had put on country music.
Listen,
nigga, it was
smooth
terrible,
jazz,
smooth jazz, WNUA in this bitch. I was like, oh, and she looked, and she was like,
It was Iman's smirk for me.
For you, like, because
he was quiet in the kitchen.
He wanted to be quiet, and like, he's quiet because he know they right.
Mm-hmm.
He can't go against him,
mm-hmm.
though. You got to keep your motherfucking household happy. You just, in that case, you Switzerland. You shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up. But like you see that, you like, yeah, I get it. Sad, and while we on the subject of Rob, because we missed talking about episode 2.
Yeah.
Of course, his mother
Whitfield.
Is a rich bitch. Fucking Lynn Whitfield, who ain't never played poor. Nigga, you ain't never, nigga. I don't even think I've seen a movie or a TV show of Lynn Whitfield wearing jeans, nigga. Somebody, I haven't even found, like, I'm not on a show. It's always fine fabrics, nigga. I ain't never seen her wear no fucking jeans.
No.
Or no sneakers, nigga, ever. Ever, nigga. It's Chanel, bitch.
She's
Vera Wang.
The villain, though, too. Like, I feel like...
Because let's just keep it a buck. As fine as Lumenfield is, nigga, she look evil.
She do. It's look evil.
Forehead and eyebrows is giving Scar all the time. All of evil queen all the time. Maleficent. Who?
Bianca Lawson.
Bianca also don't look evil. Bianca Lawson looks sneaky.
She looks like a mean girl.
She looks sneaky. She like she knows something.
I'm going to have to disagree, and I'm only saying that because when she was in, oh my God.
She looked like she know your secrets.
Didn't get it. When she was in Queen Sugar, don't see it. So I feel like I've seen other roles where she was, you know, in her soft girl era.
Because you think it mean girl because she was like that and like sister and shit. She was on them twins' ass.
And things like that.
But she looked like she know your secrets. She's just like, yeah, step wrong with me and I'm going to expose your ass.
On the other day.
And you watched it.
I showed the fuck there.
Oh, my God. Let's not get started on good, bad movies. We're going to have, that's going to be a separate fucking podcast of just good, bad movies. But,
man.
Tiff ass looks evil.
Not Tiff look evil.
She do look evil. Tiff look mean. Like
she do look feisty, but
she look feisty.
You know, one of my favorite parts of this episode was that they both invited Emma and Keisha. They invited two old school friends.
Yeah.
And you realize how much you grew, but your friends had not.
Oh.
And that, to me, it just reminds me, you'd be like, oh, okay, we're not on the same thing. I'm probably going to kick right now. But there'll be people that be like, you fake. You phony. You done changed up. And I didn't get it. You just never changed. Why am I supposed to keep you here when you haven't grown? I don't need you stifling my growth.
This is going to sound like a fucking cliche.
They're the type of people who are going to ruin your relationship.
It sounds like a fucking cliche. But I saw the difference in my life in letting certain friends go. Mm-hmm. And not even in a bad way, not in a malicious way, just growing apart.
Yeah.
Just growing apart because I have some friends that I only see maybe once or twice a year. You know what I'm saying? I can still kick it with, but we not on that same level of friendship as we once were. Mm-hmm. And it took me a long time to realize that is
K.
Fucking K.
That.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, honestly, because I feel like I'm still me. I'm just like me 2.0.
Yeah.
You know, I went through beta testing. I got my motherfucking upgrade. I kept my roots though. My core was the same. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of just like, you know, 2K. It'd be the same fucking game. Just update the fucking roster. Just update the fucking roster. Side note, if anybody 2K's listening, stop selling us this fucking game. Just update the rosters, nigga. Just sell the rosters for like $40 a season, and we good. We don't need no more extra fucking gameplay. These niggas already look real. That's all I'm saying. But continue. From where we came from, nigga, it's a lot. I'll take it. Fast when them niggas' hands was like this, when they was all stuck together, when them niggas hooped with Chris Rock hands. When they hooped with Chris Rock hands. Their hands was stuck together. It looked like how the AI look now, because if I can't get the hands right. So it's like seven fingers, nigga, and they shooting the ball, and it's always going in. So, like, you know what I'm saying? So at least we can recognize them. Like, if you watch NBA Jam, if it was two black guys, it was just two black guys. One was shorter, one was taller, and they both had the same fade. And if it was like somebody like Horace Grant, he had goggles. Michael Jordan went on them games because they couldn't afford them. Roster player 99 always. 6'6", 220.
Ball hit.
Anyways, I'm sorry. I got off track for a second. Growth with your friends. Growing from your friends.
Yes. That was
Keisha good. And Emin invited them two people over there.
Yeah, and they was toxic.
As fuck. So that was Emin homeboy that kept talking, that was talking to his mama.
Was that the same person?
I don't know. Who did Emin invite? I feel like it was that guy.
Cause that dude wasn't even that person.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't know
who it was. Okay.
Also, okay, so that part, Duda and Darnell.
I love you, nigga.
Darnell, this is the first time in 3 seasons, Darnell that took this Bluetooth out his ear.
My nigga say, don't let the
Bluetooth fool you. Don't get the Bluetooth twisted, nigga.
Don't let it fool you.
I will kill you.
Kill your motherfucking ass. I kill myself, nigga.
Dude already brought a gun to this man's house.
Oh, side note. Nuck is going to kill Duda, nigga. Nuck is going to help Rob
who
kill Duda.
Is Nuck?
Nuck. His right-hand man.
Oh,
the one who got Keisha fucking, yeah. Okay. The nigga who let Keisha get fucking kidnapped. That nigga is going to help Rob kill Duda. You did. But that's because, like, I did, because Evil Lynn Winfield stepped in the building, and that's his mama, and she's finna get this nigga 100 racks just cuz. She's gonna get that nigga 50 just cuz. But now she's gonna give him 100.
Yeah.
If he, what?
So is Emmett Daddy know about Duda and all that shit, too? So that's what y'all talking about?
So Duda is the neighborhood, you know Duda.
He's the neighborhood evil nigga, like,
yeah,
that nigga.
Everybody know Duda, yeah. Right? So Duda come in with it. So, okay, first of all, Darnell is struggling with, my son is leaning into this man, and he's feeling like replacement daddy, right? Like he's
not feeling like replacement daddy. He just know that he's doing something for Emmett that he can't do, but he know Emmett is not
like
gonna
it's
stop.
Like he's looking up to him, kind of in a sense, and he like, wait a minute, you was coming to me for this stuff. Why didn't you reach out to me? I'm your dad, you know. And Duda stepped in to help him in ways that Darnell cannot help him. And for instance, like the house they just bought, he can only put down so much. Duda was like, I got the rest. Emmett's outfits and you know, is everything
paid for that shit.
And he's paying
hooked
for
him up
it.
With the car
so,
guy.
Yeah, like hooked him up with the car, all this stuff that Darnell cannot do. So Duda comes in with a housewarming gift, and he was like, "Don't open it in here. Open it, you know." So he goes to open it in the bedroom, and it's a gun in there. And he like, "Yo, I don't need this gun or whatever." And he like, "Nah, keep the fucking gun."
He give him that boss spiel.
Yeah, you know how Duda is.
You know, bosses need guns. You need to be protected. All that shit.
Something was up, so he went into the room. You don't see this, but this is what you know he did. He went into the room. He took the gun. And so he saw Duda leave, and he went to confront Duda and was like, my son don't need this shit. If he need protection, he got me. And if you do anything to, like, fuck up my son and what he got going on and you kill him, I will kill you my motherfucking self.
And lifted the motherfucker. He's like, I got your present.
Yeah.
And then took the fucking Bluetooth off his ear and was like, don't let the Bluetooth fool you. You get murked by a nigga in a velour suit, you deserve it. You fucking deserve it. You let that suede nigga walk up on you, you
they
deserve it.
They brought D-Ray back.
Just as toxic as fuck. He finna make Shad do some stupid shit. I just know it.
Rashad, Jason Weaver.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he finna make him do some dumb ass shit.
Oh, my God.
I do see that. And you know what I also thought was very, very, very weird? That this scene that had everybody in it, because the whole episode was really placed to make this house warming. Jake wasn't in attendance,
nope.
And Ty wasn't in attendance.
Who?
Your girl. Her real name is Ty. What is her character name?
Gemma.
No. Oh, that bitch wasn't in either, but I don't like Gemma. So I was like,
Tracy.
Tracy, yeah. Her real name is Ty, so I call her Ty. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Tracy.
I call her Bae.
Was in attendance. And I'm like, why were they not? Like, literally everybody in the cast was in attendance.
Yeah, I don't know. That was weird. Now that I think about it. Damn, I didn't notice that. That's weird. But yeah, Kevin is in there scoping out Misha dancing and shit. And first of all, I don't appreciate y'all playing the fucking Wobble when Wobble wouldn't have did that. Y'all could have just played the Cha-Cha Slide.
Yes,
rest in peace to Casper.
That's what I
y'all should have played the Cha-Cha Slide because that's where the mad niggas moving because that's the Chicago shit.
Mm.
I'm like, nigga, we don't even go for the Wobble like that. They only do that shit at retirement parties. And sneaker balls with old people where everybody just put on Chucks.
Here's my thing. I wasn't even mad that they played the Wobble. I was mad that you only played the Wobble. Like, what happens when you go to black events? You play all the dance lines,
hey,
right?
Somebody would have
fooled
up. And
I would at least, like, you, the Shy, what we were talking about
somebody
last week, based in Chicago, you should have done the Cha-Cha Slap over doing the Wobble.
Yes.
But at least you could have transitioned. I was waiting. You could have gave me Cha-Cha Slap into the Juke Slide. I would have really turked up. Because I'd
have
been like, you Chicago ass niggas. That's what I would appreciate.
The Juke Slide is basically aerobics, nigga. Like, I feel like.
That's what they should
have
played.
If I was. I wish I was a fit nigga. If you.
Woo!
If you a fit nigga, you should. I think it's some shit called Juke Aerobics I saw before. If that's not your warm up or some shit, nigga, like, that's what it is. Cause I would do that shit. I would 30. That's 30 minutes. 30 minutes of juking.
Yeah.
30 minutes of juking. Pat. Oh yeah. Turn the heat up in the room, nigga. Pat. Hey, that's nigga, please.
Are there any millennials in this show? It seems like Jason Weaver character is a little older than a millennial.
No,
because
Jason Weaver went to jail in 2003.
Yeah. So your closest millennial would be what the boy name? The councilman.
Vic
will be the millennial.
That would be the drug dealer and that's yeah. Gonna be okay.
Jake's big brother. He will be the millennial.
Yeah.
Damn, so ain't no millennial niggas on that fucking
and
show.
Jason Weaver,
we
got two.
Yeah, no, is Jason Weaver a millennial in real life?
He cool with Buddy, right?
Yeah.
So they like the same age, right?
Yeah.
Who?
Jason Vic. Weaver
and Vic. Yeah. So they would be okay.
So Jason Weaver character, he give me Oprah vibes.
Well, because the nigga been in jail for 20 years.
Like
he was in jail for like the whole 2000s, nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? He went in jail and rocked the mic. He came out, ain't no more Rockefeller. Nigga, like, nah, that nigga, Jay-Z got dreads now? What? In a bit? Like, you know what I'm saying? He don't know. I say that like they don't know what's going on in jail no more, but still. It's because it's funny. Nigga, you be like, you locked up. These niggas be on Facebook. Like, what?
Listen.
Nigga, how is your profile pic your fucking mugshot? Right? How is it your mugshot?
I was just having this conversation.
How is it your mugshot, nigga? Free the guys. I want to say something, but I'm going to say it off air. Because I just might. This will be the one time somebody in my family listens to this fucking podcast.
I'm trying to think of any other great scenes in this episode. It was a good episode, though.
Bakari and Linnea.
Look at you, be even knowing all the characters.
I'm not going to jail for you, nigga.
A brother got in her head. I mean,
real quick. Right. Adequately so. Rightfully so. He got in her head, like, hey, stay away from these street niggas. She was like, he's just a lookout. He was like, yeah, for now. He was like, next thing, he want you to hold something.
Yep.
And then they're going to want you to get somebody to do something for them. Yep. And if they don't do it, you got to take care of them.
Yep.
I'm like, yeah, nigga. I'm thinking about, I'm like, nigga, that's what they did on The Wire. That's exactly how the fuck, nigga. That's exactly the story of Bodhi from The Wire, nigga. Like, Bodhi was on the corner.
I'm going to watch this.
Wallace was fucking up. He had to kill Wallace. Like, it's just going all the way the fuck up. I'm like, yeah, nigga, that's exactly what it is. And she might be the only nigga, like, she might be the one. Linnea might be the only person that can get him off the street, nigga, because, like, with that, and also he's starting to see it after he saw the shit with Duda and Papa Daddy at the church.
Yeah.
He was like, why you ain't come in? I sleep on this nigga couch. Like, nigga, like, he already know I run with you. And he still let me sleep on his couch, knowing you do some dirty shit. Like, so hopefully his story transitions all the way over and he becomes what they call it, a functioning member of society, giving up the street life.
All right, what else is on the docket? I think we covered all of that.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Okay.
I got a gripe with black people.
Oh, okay.
I take that back. I got a gripe with niggas, cause niggas are haters.
Okay.
Niggas are haters. So, and it's actually perfect that we didn't talk about this last week because I have even more context to this rant.
Pass me that line.
I need niggas to let niggas and black people have things. And by have things, I mean everything. Everything that niggas want, they should have with no qualms from you. So, I've been seeing criticism. I've been seeing this since it started. About Blue Ivy dancing on Renaissance Tour.
Yeah.
Doing her moves and shit. Blue Ivy, what, 11?
Yeah, no, yep.
11. So I'm like, first of all, they like, oh, they think automatically because, you know, she's Beyonce's daughter, she's supposed to, like, come out the gate and be 100% fierce and doing her damn thing. And I'm thinking to myself, like, nigga, Michael Jackson's father gave them scrap potatoes for dinner, nigga. Like, this nigga was not, he's not the reason Michael Jackson is Michael Jackson. Beyonce is Beyonce because of her drive, nigga. Like, no. Blue Ivy, she's instilling that in her.
Yeah.
But then somebody showed me the side-by-side of her first show in Paris and how she going now. And I'm like, she was stiff. Now she getting fluid. And I like I'm not a dancer. You're a dancer. You're a dance coach. But when you go from beginner to fluid, and it becomes second nature, the next thing you adding is swag.
Yeah.
And when that swag come,
Like if she do another tour,
I ain't gonna say another tour. By the end, by the last show.
Okay, hear me out. I'm gonna tell you why I say this. So the very beginning part that we all know with the hands and the, y'all can't see me, but the step out, that part, like the very beginning part of her routine, that has definitely changed drastically from the first half to the second half to now. The second half of her choreography still a little bad. Like she don't put the same energy in that half that she do in that first half. And so that's what I'm like. I don't know how many more stops Beyonce got, but after this tour, she's gonna be more comfortable, right? Like, she's gonna give it to like putting her in the videos or whatever. Like, whatever your next steps are, then we're gonna be in there.
And for you hater motherfuckers, I have a question. Y'all complaining about 11-year-old that can perform in front of 30,000 people, no questions asked. You motherfuckers, you can't host an event with 30 people. And I know good in the fuck well you can't step on that stage at 11 and do what the fuck she doing. I know the fuck I couldn't.
And that's what I'm saying, like, her first time out, 11? Coming out with, I don't know, 30,000 people having me with FNB stadiums, plus, I would have been terrified. What did you say? Terrified. So the fact that she even out here.
Exit out of every, it was coming out every, top and bottom, nigga, ain't no fucking way. I'd be so fucking nervous, nigga. No, I ain't going out there. What the fuck you mean?
Still, let me come to the mic.
I will say this for them non-supporters, the people that have watched Blue Ivy progress, have encouraged her.
Absolutely.
Every single fucking performance. Yep. So they like, nah, mama, you got this. Nah, baby, you got this. And the more she's encouraged,
the harder she go,
the better she get. And it's just like, why y'all picking on her? What she do to y'all?
What the fuck did she do to y'all?
It's like they be expecting perfection.
I mean,
fuck that shit.
Okay,
yeah.
Since the moment she came out with hair.
But, like, yeah, so that was...
Somebody brought up a thing, not, like, a good point, but somebody was like, is it just me? Like, they was like, we see Blue and we see Rumi, but we, like, never see Sir.
That's true.
And I was like, we don't. And somebody was like, well, Sir, I like being out there. And I was like, how do y'all know this information? But, like, maybe he don't. I don't know. But
maybe he don't.
Then I read in the comments that somebody said that Sir might be autistic and that was a reason. I don't know if that's true or not, allegedly. I don't know if that was true or not, but I was like, we don't get to see Sir like that.
Let me tell you how much I don't give a fuck. I mean, like, to you, like, to that, but, like, I you know what? I've really learned, like, any access we get to any celebrity's child,
that part,
you should be happy about, because they, like, they don't have to show you
nothing.
Shit.
You right.
Like, I remember the only time you got to see celebrities' kids was in that fucking Ebony magazine spread.
Yeah.
At home with so-and-so. Like, for real. That was the only... Or if they bring their kids to, like, a red carpet. Like, none of that shit. Like, y'all having access to these motherfucking kids as soon as they born. Like, nigga, they still got placenta on them. And y'all trying to see what the fuck the baby look like. Sit the fuck down. It's not your kid.
Yeah.
Like, I hate it. Like, honestly, fam, I absolutely hate when Beyonce gets pregnant. I hate it. Because you know what that means? That means I'm going to see that picture 4,700 times. Because every girl is going to post it on their fucking Instagram. Why are you posting the picture?
It's anytime she posts. She posts something. Rihanna posts something. Anybody posts something. You go through an IG story literally.
I would. No. I'm not talking about the story. I'm talking about a post. They added it to their post. Not up for 24 hours. Up forever. Why? You screenshot it and crop this shit for what? So that motherfuckers can like it because they think it's coming from Beyonce. They're not looking at your name. They just blindly tapping. So you realize you've seen this picture 9,700 times. For real. Also, quip I have with niggas. Why do we have to retire songs?
What songs we retire?
Well, you know, there's a whole movement about retiring for swag surfing.
Why?
Exactly. No. There's a movement. No, no, this is shit I see on Twitter. Not X, but Twitter. I'll always say that. Hey, but look, though. Can I ask you something? Why? You hear it too much. Why? Well, nigga, you work with a DJ. So that's your fault. That's your fault. That's the life you chose. You chose to hear Can We Talk. Like, nigga, he's a millennial DJ. You're a millennial. You're going to hear that song everywhere you go to. That's your fault. But I say that to say this. My nigga, every time Sweet Caroline comes on, look at you! Look at you!
I just like that song.
I know you probably did, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Tennessee whiskey.
It's new. Like, that's what I'm saying. So, like, no. So Sweet Caroline is new to you. It's new to you. You know why? You know why I had a chance to be new to you? Because it's not fucking retired.
Good point.
It's not fucking retired. Play that shit play that shit anywhere with a group of white folks, nigga, and the right black people who are here. Yep. You'll get the bump, bump, bump. Yes. You'll get it. So why the fuck we gotta retire our shit? Why can't we just have, why can't our shit just be forever?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Why our shit can't be forever? Retire Dreams and Nightmares. Nigga, no. Dreams and Nightmares is the perfect time. Like, after you, Dreams and Nightmares is the song you play after you finally get to quit your shitty job for your dream job. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's your inspirational song. That's your shit. Nigga, I used to pray for times like this to rhyme like this.
It's people that don't know the words.
It is the people that don't know the words. But I promise you, like, nigga, like, it's
I don't know the words, and I will not pretend to. I come in on the words I know.
That's cool. I appreciate that. I appreciate the motherfuckers who don't know, and so they do shit in the video, like, tilt their head down and cover their mouth because they don't know them fucking words. I know you, nigga. Real me. I eye the whole fucking camera like it's my video. Like, I am Meek Mill.
I just be like,
like, you know the cadence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Exactly like that shit, man. I be hating that shit about Can We Retire? Can We Talk? No. Because it's a classic, nigga.
Because also, we don't retire none of our mama.
We don't retire shit. Why we got to retire? And we always trying to put something out the pasture. Nigga, no. Like, nigga, like, think about how hype black people get when you put Bohemian Rhapsody on.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Exactly. And that ain't even our shit.
It's not.
Oh, you know why that's our shit? Because we all watched Wayne's World, nigga.
Facts.
We was like, oh, this shit rock.
And VH1.
And VH fucking one. That's what I'm saying. They don't retire shit, fam. Let's stop retiring shit, man. Let's stop retiring shit. That's all I had on that subject. I'm sorry. They was getting on my fucking nerves.
And you know what's crazy? Like, specifically with Can We Talk, I feel like people hit when Can We Talk come on, you be like, okay, yeah, all right, I heard it. After the first verse, though, you be like fully in it. Like, yeah. Once you get past, I'm like, okay, I hear
nigga,
this. Right, you know?
I was at a spot a couple weeks ago where they only play 90s R&B. That's the point of this party.
Where this place at?
Homies, Love, Us, Friends.
Oh. Okay.
They only play, like, 90s R&B. They'll dip into some rap shit here and there, but the main shit is R&B. Like, I'm talking about niggas in that bitch playing three-piece.
Yes.
Can You Talk came on. Now, me, married man, ain't in there looking for women, ain't flirting, none of that. But when that shit come on, and I'm singing, and I make eye contact with a young lady, I'm gonna walk over there, we finna fake sing this shit together. It's just a vibe. It's just a vibe, fam. It takes me back. As soon as that shit come on, I think about them niggas out there in the rain. All these niggas got the same size clothes on, the women and the dudes. You know what I'm saying? They both got, they switching flannels. Tevin Campbell, skinny ass, who we knew at the time, was gay as a box of Lucky Charms, nigga. Knew it. We knew that shit off rip. Out here in these big ass fucking clothes. He didn't announce it, but he kind of was like, this a couple years ago, he was like, duh. Like, he was like, you know what I'm saying?
He said something about not being able to come out the clock.
Yeah, you can't, nigga, when you...
I'm trying to make sure I'm not, I hope I'm not lying, but I feel like I vaguely remember something like that.
You know what song, I don't know if you noticed, you know what song is about gay sex that you might even know? Luther Vandross, If Only for One Night. Spy. It's about him and a man. Bars. Bars.
What the rest of the Vandross family?
Like, I don't know. I ain't never met another person named Vandross, nigga. Like, was he the only one? Was he the last of the Vandrosses?
That's legitimately his last name. That wasn't Vandross.
I'm gonna look that shit up. I'm gonna type that shit into Facebook and see who come up. You related to Luther? You gotta be. You fucking gotta be.
If y'all have Vandross, nigga,
you the only nigga.
Distant
you,
cousin.
You related to Luther by any chance? He got, yep, that's my cousin. Like, nigga, he gotta be. Ain't no fucking way. Ain't no fucking way. That's the, that might be one of the most uncommon names I've ever fucking heard. Mm-hmm. Nigga, Vandross. Nigga, wait, what? What? There's more of y'all. Not a Smith, not a Williams, not a Jones. None of that shit. Vandross. Nigga, I can look on Facebook and it can be a red-headed white woman. Are you related to Luther? Yeah, I'm married to his cousin, nigga, like, no. I'm married to his cousin. Rufus Vandross. These niggas picked up their phones. They looking up Vandrosses on Facebook.
I am, because I had questions, shit.
Who was a motherfucking Vandross, nigga? I'm going to put that shit in the content description. So this week on Noche Radio. Who is a Vandross? Yeah, that nigga middle name is a
Junior.
It's two of you niggas out here. It's two of you Vandross niggas out here. Oh, man. Luther Vandross. What else happened?
Oh, he was a fourth child and second son. What the rest of them?
I mean, they old.
But what they kids? I'm just saying, it's gotta be a continuous line.
I don't know.
First
I don't know.
First of all, half of us all got our names from the white people. I ain't never met a white Luther. I mean,
a white Luther.
White Vandross.
White Luther.
So, y'all made that name up.
Luther.
Vandross.
Oh, they one of the families who gave up their slave name, created a name.
Yeah, New York cat.
That'll be funny. That'll be funny. Hey.
Oh shit.
What?
All his other three siblings predeceased him.
Oh, he was the last of the Vandross, nigga.
Man, that's why we ain't never met.
He's the last of a dying breed.
Bruh,
that ain't funny, but that's funny. That's an actual fact, nigga. Like, what you mean? That's not even... Luther Vandross was the last of a dying breed, nigga. The last Vandross, nigga.
That's no more
Vandross. Fuck that. I'm changing my name to Vandross.
Yo!
Finna restart this legacy, nigga. Finna get some royalties. All that shit. I'm coming for publisher. I've been a Vandross since 2023. Oh, man. Hey, Glorilla is like my favorite fucking female rapper right now. And she said the funniest shit ever today. Was it today? No, it was recently. She said that women, she said women should be toxic for the rest of their 20s.
Yo. I heard something of the sort.
You never get to be 21, 22 again ever in your life. Be toxic, because don't get in your 30s thinking you can just go slash your tires and do all this crazy shit. You too old for that now. You too mature. Be toxic for your 20s. Ava, that makes so much sense.
It do.
That makes sense. Like, all that toxic shit, get it out your system before you turn 30. Because after that, you just an old bitch cutting tires. You Carly Red in these streets, nigga.
That's horrible advice.
That's not. Nigga, it's 40-year-old toxic women, fam, who toxic on purpose. That shit needs to be stopped.
I mean, I ain't gonna hold you. Hear me out, though. Okay, let's talk about the 40-plus women that may have this in. So, like, we was married 20 years or some shit, right? We got married young. We get a divorce, find out you been fucking with bitches and shit. Like, I might sight some fucking tires. I'm just saying. You got me fucked up. I'm like, that's a problem. They want everybody to have this growth, okay?
I'm not there yet.
Sometimes I want to have this petty. Because you was petty because you cheated on me. Just saying. Throwing shit out the window. Also, these 20-year-olds learned it from whom?
You right.
That's all I'm saying.
And which one you right?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, man. You got anything else for these people?
No.
Okay. Well, then let them know what the fuck we know. We got hot chicken, fam. We're just going to go down.
Oh, I did want to ask you one thing, though.
What?
About this list of stuff.
Oh, the shit we might have forgot about. Oh, yeah. What's up?
No, it was this whole list of, like, things that millennials may have forgot about. And they were, like, just random shit you put in here.
Hell yeah.
And I was scrolling through it. And it was a couple of these that I knew nothing about.
What did you not know?
So it was like, what is this article? It's 48 extremely random little things everyone over 34 hasn't thought about in literal years, right? And the first one was like the TV Guide channel. I think we all remember that. The original Comedy Central sign, we remember. Berry Berry Kicks, because like, why?
This shit was nasty.
I never had them, but I was just... Period. Like, what are we doing? What is a cootie teen things?
What
I don't remember
this?
Seven.
You don't remember cootie? This is like first grade.
I do not remember those. Cootie things. They like little spider-esque looking things. I don't recall that.
Is that what the, like,
the
antennas in the legs, you build it. Hell yeah.
No. I was thinking like the what's name wire you got in school where you got the...
Oh, no, you thinking about...
The wire joints with the
I literally just showed you, and you won't ask me about
no,
the look.
No, I'm not asking you. I'm talking to him.
I'm showing you cootie things.
I know. I said I thought that was the...
Y'all are hilarious right now.
No.
It's all staying here. I'm going to let you know.
The Burger King collectible Disney cups. Don't remember those. I don't remember McDonald's cups. I didn't remember the cups.
I don't remember those.
Nigga, number 10. When Kit Kats came in foil, nigga.
Yeah, I remember that. What else didn't I remember?
And Crunch Bars. Crunch Bars came in foil.
Airplanes having phones. I vaguely maybe remember.
I didn't get on my first airplane in 2011.
Yeah,
I don't know shit about that.
I've been on planes my whole life. That's why I'm like, maybe. What else is on this list? Yo, I do remember this. Remember the CD kiosk that used to be at FYE and Borders?
Were you going there to listen to shit?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
What else was on here that I was trying to... Ooh, Fruitopia. Oh, how did I miss thee?
Man. Fruit integration. Fire.
Jessica Simpson's edible lotion. Don't remember that.
What the fuck?
Britney Spears' Terrified four-wheelers. I guess
was they Skechers?
Skates. They were like skate Skechers type.
Oh,
like,
fuck. You said Skechers, so you don't remember that shit. And I don't fuck with Skechers.
Well, no, they like heat. What they call Heelys?
Yeah.
They were like... But that,
nigga, them is
skates.
Skechers on skates.
Skechers on skates, yes. What else did I remember on this list of things? Oh, the toy vacuum with the colorful little balls. I used to have
one
of those.
Those are still out, ain't they?
I think they got a new version of them, yeah. I don't remember N64 stations in McDonald's.
Oh, I do, nigga. I do. I do.
And the nice McDonald's.
Yeah, the good McDonald's in the suburbs, not in the hood. They didn't get y'all niggas,
that
shit.
What else?
Miss Cleo.
She has a whole documentary. It's very interesting too, actually. Trying to think, what else am I missing on here? I think that was all of them. Yeah, those are the ones. I was like, what the fuck? I don't recall.
Nigga,
be
I remember
the McDonald's cups. Like,
y'all. No, so she's talking, she's talking about the Burger King ones. I remember them because it was like they was, remember back when Disney used to have, No, remember, no, remember when, like, remember at a point in time you couldn't get all the fucking Disney movies? You couldn't get them all?
Yeah.
Remember they would put them in the vault, the Disney vault?
Yep.
And they would bring some shit out? So they did that with, like, all their originals. And then, because, like, all the Burger King cups were just the fucking poster of the fucking movie on a cup.
Yeah.
On a glass. Yeah, that's what
Don't
that was.
That shit, though.
Fucking cucumber melon Bath and Body Works lotion. Ooh, wee. McDonaldland cookies. McDonald's used to give us free cookies, dude.
Yeah.
Free cookies. What a time.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Damn, we old as fuck. We done been through some shit. That's what we was talking about, that 2K? Nigga, some shit like Double Dribble and the fucking basketball game on fucking Nintendo, original Nintendo, it's the shittiest shit ever. It's the shittiest shit ever. Shittiest shit ever. Now look at this shit. You could do it. They do the same exact moves that the player do.
Also on this random list of things. Lauryn Hill. And her talking about why she don't perform the regular songs like they supposed to.
First of all, read the line on top of that. She is going on tour.
Yes.
Like a fucking stadium tour. Like, not a stadium, but an arena tour. Who the fuck approved this shit, bro?
Who keeps approving
this shit? My nigga, I can't fathom it, G. I don't know. There's nobody who has eaten off of one piece of something for 25 years, nigga. She ain't done nothing else. For 25 years, she's been checking the bag.
And then it's telling me, like, oh, I don't want to perform the same type of thing. I'm like, girl, we don't want to hear your
fucking guitar trouncing of that thing. Bitch, I want to hear the same beat that was on the radio.
But you are not, even if you had at least start with the original and then segue into a new way of making it, you don't ever give us the original.
Lauryn Hill's full of shit, and she's been duping niggas for years, and I'm sick of it.
She don't get paid for it, right?
I'm
no,
sick
that,
of it.
It's a myth. That is a lie. That's what I'm saying.
That's what she said.
That's
like, yeah.
It is a lie. She remixed.
She doesn't do it because she don't want to give people the same version every show. Nigga, it's music. Give me that repetition, bitch.
This is what we listen to. I don't listen.
It's what I want.
You ain't even come out with an album of remixes of the songs.
You could have checked the bag off that.
Yeah, like if you wanted to remix, you told me they gave us. You didn't even remix the songs you had to give us something else to sing when we get there. When we get there, we don't want to hear the creation, the bullshit you created. I want to hear what's on the album I've been listening to for 25 years.
She was headlining at Essence Fest. Nigga, me and my wife left when she came on. We got right up to.
Her
I was like, who's left? She was like, Lauryn Hill. She was like, you want to leave? I was like, yeah, let's go. Called the Uber early, went home, went to the hotel, got some food, got a bourbon, got drunk.
That
I ain't miss shit.
Right.
It was like, oh, she forgot the Fugees. I don't care. I don't care. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I don't give a damn.
Well, all right. That's it for me.
Fucking Lauryn Hill. Ugh. You ain't gonna even do Joyful Joyful at your shit. Well, it was really good. If you real, call Frank K and let's get it cracking.
Frank K, hey ho.
I'll make that.
You know what the fuck I saw on TikTok that was funny? The little boy who played SJ on The Blind Side was like, wasn't me! Do not come for me. It was not me.
Right.
I was playing the character, nigga.
Right?
After that Michael
people
Orr shit.
From Sandra, like, she ain't just do her job.
Like, bitch, like, what you mean take her Oscar?
She ain't do nothing.
She ain't nothing. And you know what's fucked up? I love that goddamn movie.
Yeah, Big Mike.
I love that movie.
What do you mean?
Niggas was calling for her Oscar because the actual family sign Michael Oren to a conservatorship instead of an adoption, and they've been getting money off his name allegedly all these years. I don't know how much truth to that shit it is, but they was like, ooh, Sandra Bullock should give her Oscar back. I said, nah, nigga, y'all was just raving over a nigga playing Jeffrey Dahmer. I'm not trying to hear that shit. I'm not trying to fucking hear that shit.
But also, I don't know what one got to do with the other.
I don't either.
I was just doing my job.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
have to do with me acting these people.
She did a phenomenal job, man.
My, because that's when I see.
Do you want to live with me and my family? I already thought I did. Like that shit, nigga. Like, oh man, that shit made me sad. I was like, I love that movie.
Anytime I see it,
that movie pulls at my heartstrings. Yeah, I do watch it. Yeah. I do watch it every time. And then, like, you know it's bad. One of you be like, oh, my God, again. I'm like, shut up. I like this movie, okay? I like this movie.
I do like it.
Let the people know where they can follow you. This has been a good show today. I like this.
Everywhere. No, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. And make sure you follow me on the Snappy Chat at iMiz with the Z Shell.
You already know, man. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at ASAP Funny. I'm still going to say Twitter. I'm never calling it.
Follow
me Twitter. Yeah, on the Twitter. Sorry, on the Twitter at ASAP Funny. TikTok, ASAP Funny 1. And don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And follow the page on Facebook, facebook.com/TheNoChillPodcast. We'll see y'all next time.
Bye.